Amen, amen, indeed. This year, you know, we're focusing on movement, mission, multiplication, and miracles. Pastor sent out an email a long time ago, and beginning of the year, that said, we are in movement with God, mission for God, multiplication in God, and experiencing miracles from God. I like to always repeat that. I want it to be in the forefront because God is doing some amazing things here at Impact Church. And we could see just the fruit of it even through our graduates and our Step 5 graduates. So for the graduates of 2023, congratulations. Your hard work, dedication, and perseverance afforded you the opportunity to be here celebrating this great achievement. I applaud your family, friends, and those that were a support to you during this instrumental journey. One thing I have learned as a professor, as well as a student, you don't come to school expecting it to be a great experience and environment. You come to school to make it a great learning environment. It's what you put to it is what you're going to get out of it. The knowledge you gained was your fervent desire to pull the information from your instructors so that the knowledge you gained can turn you inside out so you can make a difference through the change that took place. One thing I've learned is this: change is important, right? So today, I want to really talk about how we can embrace change. Throughout our lives, we all go through changes, but some changes can hurt, be difficult, and be challenging. However, how we embrace change can determine our failure or success in that situation, event, or circumstance. You may be here today. Your change can be a new job, or you just graduated and you're going to attend a new school. You just graduated from Step 5. You may be here, and maybe your change is that you just had a newborn baby. Maybe your change is that maybe you lost a loved one, and you're going through the change of them not being there. Some changes are beyond our control, but our response or embracement of the change can make a huge difference. Change can be planned or can happen unexpectedly. However, it all impacts our lives in different ways. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God's not our problem, he's our solution. So in the midst of challenges and unplanned circumstances, remember, God is not the problem, but he could be the solution if you lean towards him. I want to show you a video right now that depicts that.
And I come into my junior year, and I'm about to get exactly what I wanted. About to get this thing called NFL. And I'm 10 games away from this dream that I wanted my whole life, right? This thing that I've been working for. My whole life. My whole life is dedicated to this one game. I'm up Saturday mornings, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, 2 miles to a fire station, 2 miles back home. I'm in the park, 9:30, 10 at night, doing everything in my life surrounded the game of football. I'm sitting at home at night. I'm throwing balls up to the ceiling, and I'm catching them different type of ways, trying to see if a receiver was to check me, if I wanted to catch an interception. Like, everything revolved around this game, and I finally get in a position in my life to where now I'm 10 games away from it. I got the paperwork that states I'm about to be an NFL draft pick. NFL on top of the paper. Inky Johnson projected top 30 automatic multimillionaire. Now all you have to do, the hard part's over. Just play the next 10 football games, Ink. You made it. And I go out in a silly game against Air Force, 2 minutes left, and I go to make a tackle that I can make with my eyes closed. And I hit this guy, and as soon as I hit him, I knew it was a problem, but I didn't think it would be this type of problem. Like, you know how when things happen, you're like, I didn't expect that, but I don't think it's going to be anything too crazy. And when I hit him, every breath in my body left. My body goes completely limp. I fall to the ground. I blacked out. My eyes open. I'm still not, you know, too concerned because it's football. I told Pastor, I never thought about a career-ending injury. You have injuries within the game. When my eyes open, guys run over, Ink, let's rock, man, let's go, let's finish him off. And I'm like, I can't. They're like, what do you mean you can't? You're a starting corner, get up. You can nurse your injury after the game, man. I'm like, no, I can't. They said, what do you mean you can't? I said, I can't move. It's a shock, neck to my toes. I can't feel anything. Shock leaves, it stays in my right arm and hand. I'm like, maybe I got a bad stinger. They put me on the spine board, wheeling me off the field. Doctor says to me as he's walking beside me, I don't know how you're still alive, son, you don't have any pulse. We get to the ambulance, my father's standing there, I'm like, Pops, I laid it on him, right? I put it on him, right? My dad's like, yeah, but I think you got the worst part of this one, Ink. Doctor say, we're gonna take you over, run a couple tests, bring you back into the room, everything will be cool. They run the test, they bring me back into the room, mom comes in, kisses, prays, son, you'll be fine. She's going to walk out, doctors rush in, head boy says, hey, ma'am, gotta rush him back to surgery, he's about to die. And I look at him and I want to ask him, like, man, you can't use another word? Like, use a synonym, brother. How y'all say die? Like, you sure die, man? And he could tell from how I'm looking at him that I'm questioning. And he says to me, you ruptured a subclavian artery in your chest. You're bleeding internally. If we don't perform this surgery tonight, I guarantee you, you won't be here in the morning. From 7 years old to 20 years old, boiled down to one moment. The sacrifice, the dedication, the commitment came down to one moment. And the next morning I woke up from that surgery, the NFL on my scale of life, that big. SEC championship. And I come into my junior year, and I'm about to get exactly what I wanted.
Amen, amen. That's just a gist of the story. So with that, never stop living and understanding your life is a blessing to others. No matter the circumstance, God can use your situation to help others. The video you just saw about Inky Johnson is a tragic situation that was not produced by God. However, God came in and turned it around for his good. Inky is currently a motivation speaker that talks to a plethora of people. He is hired by Fortune 500 companies, sports teams, and so many other organizations to inspire, motivate, and push others to excel. He won so many to Christ because he stayed committed to Christ during this unfortunate situation. God can change any situation if you allow him to. So Romans 8 verses 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. No matter what situation may occur, what change may occur, remember God loves you and he's working it out for your good. And you have to believe that. You have to believe that. One step that can help you out with this is this, lessons. One, don't be in denial when unexpected change happens. The longer you wait to confront it or move forward can be agonizing and painful. Lesson two, Understand God loves you. And he has put some people in your life to assist you during this unexpected change. The word of God states in Proverbs 11:14, it says, where no counsel is, the people fall, but in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. Lesson 3, find strength in God. Psalms 18 verses 2 states, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. He is there during tough times. I remember when I was actually in my doctoral program. And during that time, I also was taking layman's as well too, which is our Bible school here at Impact Church. And going through that stretched me. But what was beautiful about that was that I needed both of them at the same time, because I was able to get equipped from layman's and be able to change so I could help equip others during my graduate school. So everybody that came in contact with me was experienced what I experienced at layman's. So as you go through step five, as you now finish step five, realize that when it's changing you inside and out, the people that you come in contact with will be impacted by your life. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ whom strengthens me. You could do anything. Stop putting the limits on you. Because when you put the limits on you, you're putting the limits on God and what he could do in your life. And by you guys overcoming and doing what is necessary to complete step five, you realize that you achieve something. And you achieve something good, and it helps to motivate you to the next phase of your life. So, you know, expect miracles to happen. You know, this year, we're a movement, mission, multiplication, the miracles. So expect miracles to happen, favor, things that happen good for your life. Lesson 4. Don't compare your past life or someone else's life to yours. Corinthians 2, verses 10 and 12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with so many that command themselves, but they measure themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Don't look at, okay, if I would have did this, I would have been here. Why, you know, if why didn't happen to this person? This person is worse than I am. Just don't compare your situation. You have to now move forward and let God to heal you and know that you can overcome. Lesson 5. Have you grown from your unexpected change? And in what way? When we go through things that is unexpected, I always look at it as that it should help develop you when you go through it. You should be equipped and ready to now, with you growing, to be able to impact other people's lives. One thing I love about Inky Johnson is this. He didn't quit. I mean, his story, he came from a place where 2-bedroom, I believe over 13 people lived there, didn't have anything. The high school that he attended, nobody really was going to college from there. But through obstacles and challenges, he had somebody there, a teacher, that helped him through the midst of this. And, took him to school every morning and recited a proverb, okay? And played basketball with him and recited proverbs. So when challenging situations occur, your situation can be used to help others overcome what they are going through. So Romans 5 verses 3 to 5 says, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. It helps develop. All right, so 5 steps to help you embrace change. Change is a great thing. It's amazing things. So step 1, don't accept where you're at, but push to get better to drive your life. Expect change to propel you to where you should be. See, everyone is different, but we all need to change to be a better us. So my charge to you, step 5, graduates, and those that are graduating, it's not over. It's really a step of something new, because you went through something to be able to do something with what you went through. So don't be comfortable in the state that you're at, because guess what? It is not going to produce the results that you want based on what you just gained. Dr. John Maxwell wrote a book called Put Your Dreams to the Test. The more valid reasons you have to accomplish your dreams, the higher the odds are that you will. So what are you dreaming, and what steps have you taken? Because we all put goals in front of us. We all put challenges in front of us, but it becomes nothing if we don't try and accomplish them. Step 2, how do you see yourself? Be confident in who you are and what you are created to do. We all have an amazing gifts, talents, and we are created to do something amazing. All right? This microphone was created to now project my voice. These cameras was here to now so you guys could see me on the screen. Everything is created with a purpose. So as you went through step 5, what can you glean from that to help you to move and utilize for what you were created to do? Colossians 2 verses 6 and 7 says, so then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. I mean, Philippians 1, verses 6, saying, "Be in confidence of this, that he who begun a good work in me, in you, will carry it out on a completion until the day of Christ Jesus." So you were created to do something special. So go ahead and do it. Step 3. Gain knowledge. See, the knowledge you gain is supposed to change you inside out so you can transform your family, neighborhoods, jobs, and communities. So what knowledge are you gaining towards a better you? A lot of times people think that the knowledge is really for themselves, but it's not. It's for the people that come in contact with you. So people at your church, people at your job, your family, those that you come in contact with. Because we are here to equip all people to grow fully in Christ. And as you went through these step fives and you went through these courses, it should have transformed you to say, hey, now I have an opportunity to make an impact in somebody's life. Maybe I'm taking one of the kids to school, or I'm doing something at the grocery store, or I'm going to the gym, or doing this and doing that. You never know who you come in contact with. And the knowledge that you gain is powerful when you do something with it. Embrace a growth mindset. Don't be fixed on your present situation. However, put in the effort necessary to change the trajectory of your life. Be a forward thinker, always willing to improve your life. You know, you won't change anything until you change your mind. Your mind is a powerful thing. And as you train your mind, it helps you out. So you went through step 5 and it trained your mind of saying that I can do this. I give you my story. As I completed my doctorate and I went through, like I said, went through layman's as well too, that basically helped me out. Because when I completed it, I said, you know what, there's nothing that I can't do. I went through this and I accomplished this. Now I know what I'm capable of doing. So through the challenges of my life, I always stayed focused on him and knowing that he'll always help me to come through, and always looked at the way to expand what I know. So one thing I could tell you is this. We talked about movement, right, this year. Movement requires humility, the surrender of preference, the relinquish of old thoughts and practices, the abandon of egos. So if it's the abandon of old thoughts, what do you learn that's new that's going to help your growth mindset? Proverbs 15, verses 14 says, "The heart of him that have understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of foolish feedeth foolishness." So don't let foolish things consume your time. And take the time needed to gain the knowledge and what it is that you are called to do. Because we could be distracted in so many ways. Okay? Now that you guys has finished with step 5, I know you guys are, oh man, I got time now. Use your time wisely. Number 5. Embrace God for your life. Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. God is just an amazing God. He's awesome. I remember graduating with my master's. And after graduating with my master's, I went to school in Pittsburgh, and I moved back to New York, where my family was, where I grew up at. And then after that, I made the transition of going to Florida. In the midst of that, my sister, and it was in Jacksonville, Florida. In the midst of that, my sister asked me if I, she's going to church. She invited me to come. Knowing me, I said, sure, because I'm living in a household, so I'm going to say yes. I went and listened to the word. Bishop Davis, he was Pastor Davis at the time, minister word, and as he's ministering, it feels like, man, I'm so engaged into this. And it's changing my life in some sort of way. That one experience now of me coming to service. And then after that, I was really hungry to come to service every Sunday from there. And then we had Thursday night services as well, too. So it allowed me to grow. During when I graduated with my master's, I couldn't get a job. Going through a lot of obstacles, people say I'm overqualified. So now, really looking into 2 years now, I didn't get a job. And I moved to from Jacksonville to South Florida when the church started. Here in South Florida. And I told God that I would do anything to help. And in the midst of that, when I came down, a couple of weeks later, I was able to, within a month, I was able to get a job working at the third largest law firm in the United States at that time. And as I'm going through there, every time I had an opportunity to grow, we had any opportunity to go and do outreach, serve, anything that I had that was laid out, I took advantage of. It helped me to develop as a person, and it helped me to develop and know that I was called to do something great. So no matter what circumstance, what challenges that you're going through, I'm telling you, if you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that's an amazing gift. The best gift, I've received some good gifts, but I never received a gift like that transformed my life, that equipped me to be where I'm at and doing what I do.